As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery, and today I'm going to share with you three things that you need to know before you start investing in crypto bots. Now, you're probably watching this because you watched a video online, maybe one of my videos about crypto bots. You're curious, you want to learn more, you're trying to determine whether or not this is something that you should pursue and if it's a good fit for you or not. Now, here on Project Life Mastery, I've been sharing here on my channel transparently my journey, my experiences, my results with my crypto bots since I first started doing this maybe 6, 7, or 8 months ago. And so that kind of gives you a good sample size of what's possible in that time frame. And I'm going to link to those videos in the description so that you guys can watch them if you like. You can learn more about crypto bots if you're not sure what they are. And I think it's useful because you can get a general idea of what to expect in a down market. Because right now, crypto has been in a down market. We've been off the all-time highs that we saw a few months ago with Bitcoin and crypto. And so it's a very challenging time right now to invest in general. I've been able to make some incredible returns from my bots since I first started doing this. Much greater returns than anything else I could have invested in. And even if the market's good in crypto or the stock market or the real estate market, you can get better returns here from my experience, better than anywhere else. And especially right now, when inflation's high, stock market's not doing that well either, there's a war going on, there's still the pandemic, there's all these variables, it's a very difficult time to invest your money. And obviously it's tough because you've got to invest in something. You don't want to just sit on cash because otherwise inflation's going to kill that. And so from my experience, I've been able to get some incredible results, but I do want to caution though and say that this is not one of those scenarios where you get guaranteed money. Oftentimes people, when they see this, they're like, oh, it's too good to be true. And it might seem that way because you can get such great returns, so much as possible with these bots. But at the same time, there's a lot of risk and there's some downside and there's some scenarios where you can lose money with your bots. And the purpose of this video is to shed light on that, to share with you what you need to know before going into this. And I'm by no means an expert when it comes to crypto bots. I can share with you what I've observed from my experience doing this over however many months, but also what I've observed from other people, because I've actually got a Facebook group of about 1,000 people that are all doing this together. We've all gone through the same course and the same program to learn this. And I can observe and see from their experience as well, based on them getting into this at a different time than I did. Because, you know, timing and all these variables do matter and will make a difference in the kind of results that you get. So with that being said, let's dive in. The first thing I got to mention, I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. I'm just sharing with you my experience. And of course, yes, there are risks with cryptocurrency that you need to be aware of, educated on, to determine whether or not crypto in general is for you. But the first thing I want to share with you that I think is important to know is that you need money to do this. Okay, you need money to invest. This is not something you can do with no money or very little money. Ideally, you want to have at least $3,000 to do this. And you can do this with less than $3,000, but from my experience and from the program and the method that I've been learning, $3,000 is the minimum, because when you are using crypto bots, you're doing what is called grid trading. You're setting up a grid, and on that grid, there's several grid lines, and those grid lines are open buy orders and open sell orders. And each amount of your money, your investment that you put into your bot is going to be spread across all those grid lines. And so you wanna make sure that you have a certain number of grid lines in order to effectively do this. Because if you have too few grid lines, then there's a risk that your bots will go out of range, you can lose money, you won't be able to capture the volatility of cryptocurrency as much. There may be some strategies I'm not aware of and ways you can do this with a lot less, but from the person I've been learning this from and the person that I trust, he's been able to determine out of all the ways that you can do this, this is one of the most safest and most effective ways of doing it, and that's with a requirement of about $3,000 per bot. Now, I understand not everybody has $3,000, not everybody has money to do this, and for that reason alone, this might not be for everybody, because you need money to make money when it comes to investing. And so $3,000 is something that you maybe want to set as a target. But I will say too, I've seen many people that have started doing this without money. And what they instead do is they just run their bots on demo mode. So in the software that we use for crypto bots, it's called Bitsgap. And Bitsgap has the ability to give you imaginary pretend money that you can, it's called demo mode, and you can set up bots with this imaginary money, and you can kind of learn and get your feet wet and kind of know what to expect and kind of test out different bots and different coins before you invest your real money. And I actually know people that are a part of my Facebook group that's all they do when they're first starting out. You know, they don't have much money to start. Maybe they're saving up their money so that they have the $3,000. But for a few months before then, before they invest their own money, they're just kind of playing around with demo mode and getting their feet wet and just kind of gaining some experience and learning as they go. So that definitely is an option. But yes, you do need money to do this. The second thing that you need to know is that crypto is volatile and your bots can go out of range. So obviously cryptocurrency is volatile. I think we all need to know that. I think we all accept that going into cryptocurrency. There's inherent risks with cryptocurrency where you're investing in certain altcoins that maybe are relatively new. They don't have as much history as other coins that have been around for a longer period of time. You know, Bitcoin and Ethereum and a few others are more mature coins. So they're not as volatile as others, but in order to get good results with your bots, you need to invest in coins that are volatile, meaning they're gonna go up and they're gonna go down quite frequently and have a high amount of trading volume. That's how you make money with your crypto bots. You don't really make money with your bots if it just goes up. And it's you make money when it goes up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and your bots performs all these transactions, thousands of transactions, you know, buying a little bit, selling a little bit, making you know, 25 cents, 30 cents, every time it sells, but it's doing that in some cases hundreds of times a day. So understanding there's volatility with that, and you're going to be, in order to effectively set up bots, you want to choose bots that have good amount of volatility, but they're still a good quality coin. They're a coin that, you know, it's not like a brand new coin or one that hasn't been around for enough time or, you know, doesn't have a big enough market cap. You want to make sure it's got a pretty sizable market cap. And it's one that's just not going to disappear off the face of the map tomorrow, which can absolutely happen with different crypto coins and whatnot. And so when you set up your bot and you're setting up your grid, the grid will have a certain number of lines. And as the coins go up and down, It's performing trades, making you money. But there are scenarios where crypto could crash and that coin that you just set up a bot with could drop, and it could drop so much, in some cases 30%, 40%, 50%, it can drop so much that it actually goes out of the range of your bot and the way that you set it up. And the problem with that is now you have a bot that you put money into it, okay, you still own the coins that you have that you set up with your bot, but it's not performing any trades anymore. And so it's out of the range and you're not making that passive income. And when you're in that situation, you're usually gonna see red in your Bitsgap account. And you either have to wait until that coin goes back up again and goes back into that grid, back into range, where it starts making you money again. The challenge with that though is, how long do you wait? You know, usually, you know, when something goes out of range, you might wait maybe a few days or a few weeks before you do something. But if you continue waiting too long, well, now the challenge is you got money tied up in something and it's not making you any of the passive income because it's out of range. And now you have to determine, do I take a loss? Do I sell this? What do I do? And so that's a kind of like an uncomfortable scenario to be in with crypto bots. And that's something that absolutely can happen, especially, you know, based on the timing of which you set up your bots. Like if you set up bots when Bitcoin and crypto was at all-time highs, well, it crashed a few months ago and it's been kind of going down. It's kind of been going a little bit back up the last month or two. But, you know, if you had gotten in and, you know, set up this bot when it was at all-time highs, well, now if your bot's obviously out of range, you have to wait until it goes back in, you know, crypto goes back up to where it was before in order for your bots to start making some money again. So that's a challenging situation to be in. Usually the altcoins follow Bitcoin and Ethereum, the biggest cryptos out there. So generally they do follow the overall crypto market, goes up and down collectively from my experience. But that is a challenging situation to be in. Now there are options where you can regrid and you can also use this trailing down feature, but that does require some more money. So there have been some scenarios for me where, you know, I've had some bots out of range for a little while, you know, maybe a few weeks, and I'm like, I want to be making money again with my bots so that I can recoup back some of these losses. And so I'll put a bit more money with my bots and then end up, getting it back into range, getting to making some money again. So there are some things that you can do, but it does require some more money to do it. Okay. So that's an important thing to understand. And it doesn't happen with all bots. I've had many bots that haven't gone out of range and have been great. And that kind of leads me to the third thing that I think is important to know going into this, is that diversification is key. You want to have several bots, not just one. And you will lose sometimes with this, okay? Without a doubt. I don't know anyone.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, sure, many people that maybe have just been getting into it, but I don't know anyone that's been doing it for a long enough time that hasn't taken a loss. So this is a strategy from my experience that you will lose once in a while, but you will win a lot more times than you lose. So for example, for me, I've got 20 bots that are active right now running. 20 bots is the maximum that you can have in Bitsgap. So I've got 20 bots running, and I should also mention Bitsgap. They have like a free trial, and then they have three different plans. like a beginner, pro, advanced plan where you have to pay every month for it. And so the advanced one is where it gives you the ability to have 20 bots live at a time. And so with me, I have 20 bots running, and I'm very diversified across many different coins, but also I've set up these bots at different times. And I think that's important too, because if I have 20 bots and I set them all up today, well, then if the market goes down and crashes, then all of my bots are going to go down and crash. But if instead I stagger that and I set up one today or two today, you know, wait a week or two, but you know, and kind of set up bots at different times and points in the market, then it will help protect and mitigate that risk a lot more. But I will say too, you know, out of having, let's say, 20 bots, I'll maybe have one, two, or three that are just not performing well or end up going out of range. But when you have a lot of bots, it's not that big of a deal because I've got 17 other bots that are doing well. And so even if I do have to close one, two, or three bots and take a loss, you know, maybe I'll set up a bot, $3,000, and you know, over several weeks or months, it's just not performing well, and I decide to close it. Maybe I lose $1,000. I take the remaining $2,000 I had in my bot. You know, I can use that and add another $1,000 to set up a new bot. There are scenarios where I'll do that and I'll accept that $1,000 loss, let's say, to set up a new bot that will eventually recoup back that loss just with a period enough time if it's a good enough bot. But I also have all the other bots that are making me so much more money that it absorbs any potential losses that I have with these low performing bots. So my point is, when you can have more bots running, it makes those occasional losses that you do have doesn't really matter that much, because you've got all these other bots that are doing well. And it's been very rare from my experience to have, you know, like maybe one out of 10, maybe two out of 10 bots won't perform that well. So it is still relatively rare from my experience to have bots that don't do that well. Generally, my bots do as I expect, or I can kind of close it within the first few days of running it if I'm not happy with it, and usually not really take much of a loss with it. So there's some components like that that I think are important to be aware of going into this. And it's, you know, it is similar to any other means of investing. I mean, that's just the nature of investing. Of course, with crypto, it's more volatile than the stock market or real estate. But I've had scenarios, for example, in the stock market, I can share some examples. I bought Boeing stock, the company Boeing, which is the airplane manufacturer, back in 2018, I think. And, you know, great company, and you know, yeah, a lot of great things to like about Boeing. But unfortunately, they started having issues with their airplanes. It was in the media. The pandemic happened as well. So all these things that happened that were outside of my control affected my investment. And I've decided just to hold out. You know, I still own my Boeing shares that I've had since I invested in them in 2018. Overall, it's down. I think I maybe invested $30,000. I'm down about $10,000. But I've decided I'm just going to wait it out. I'm just going to wait it out. It might be a few years, but eventually Boeing will go back up and it'll do a lot better than it did before. There's just different conditions and times in the market, things that are happening in the world that will determine how well your investment does. So there's a scenario like that where, because I have a long-term horizon, I don't mind waiting it out. I don't mind, you know, waiting. And even though I've had a loss with Boeing, if I sell it, it doesn't matter too much because I've got all these other investments and companies I've done, made that I've done incredibly well, and that offsets the losses that I've had. So even though I might lose once in a while where I could close it, take the loss, put that money into something else, I'm okay with that because the big picture is, how well is your overall portfolio doing and what's your overall portfolio returning for you? So I always try to keep in mind with that. You know, even case in point, I've had some government bonds that I've invested in, different ETFs. And right now the bond market sucks because of inflation. The Fed is, you know, raising interest rates. You know, so I'm in a negative with some of the bonds that I've held. And I could either take a loss or I could just wait it out. So that's a challenge sometimes with investing, and why so much of this is an emotional game that you got to be prepared for. I think overall, if you do have bots out of range and maybe you're limited in terms of you can't invest more money or you can only have one bot, overall, if the bot that you're setting up is a coin that's a good coin and a coin that you like and I think will be worth a lot more long-term in the future, then I would just wait it out. because it's no different than a lot of other people right now that are investing in cryptocurrency. There's many people that bought Bitcoin, Ethereum, all these different coins a few months ago when things were a lot higher. And now, you know, crypto's gone down and crashed and they're just holding. They're just waiting it out. They're waiting for crypto to go back up. And I think if you're investing in crypto, then obviously you believe in it. You believe long-term crypto is going to be worth a lot more than what it is today. And you also have to understand that if you look at the history of crypto, there's been bull markets, there's been bear markets, there's been a crypto winter. And so I think just kind of looking back at the history of what to expect, but also keeping your eyes focused long-term with your crypto bots and just crypto in general is the better way to go. And so that is an unfortunate thing that can happen. Bots can go out of range. It can suck for a few months. You just got to wait it out. You're not making that passive income that you thought you were going to make. And you just have to either, you know, accept that going into this. You can put some more money in, do some trailing down. You can diversify your portfolio. There's things you can do. But for that reason alone, I think there's some people that this is not a good fit for, because if you're a very conservative person and you're, you know, maybe emotionally reactive to volatility and whatnot, then maybe it's going to create stress for you. And maybe it's not going to be worth it. And you can by all means do this if you only have $3,000 with one bot, but you just have to accept that you're not going to have much diversification because you've got all your eggs in one basket. And it's not until you have a bit more, which is okay. I know many people, they start with one bot. They wait till they make another $3,000, which sometimes, you know, in many cases, some bots can make the original investment back in a few months. I've had two bots now that have made over 100% return. So I've made more than what I invested in back from it. And then you can take that to set up your second bot and then a third bot. And so it might be a little bit slower for you based on that. But yeah, there's many people that do that. But I think ultimately what I've learned from this is you need to determine whether or not you feel and you believe that the returns and the rewards that you can get from crypto bots outweigh the downside. And for someone like myself and many others, we've decided it's still worth it. You know, even though, yes, you do have to deal with bots going out of range once in a while, you got to deal with the volatility of the crypto space and all these other factors that happen in the world that can affect your investment portfolio, we still, you know, the people that do this, they still accept that and they still believe, like, regardless of that, this is still amazing. And even in the months that I've had my bots in range, it's been powerful. I've gotten better returns than anything else. And we just wait it out. If it does go down, no different than a stock or real estate, you could just get in at the wrong time. And, you know, but it's kind of like a dividend paying stock. If you buy a stock like Verizon or AT&T, let's say, and it drops down, you know, by 10%, let's say, and you've lost money on it, but you're still getting the dividends. You're still getting the monthly dividends and the passive income from that. And eventually you believe it's going to go back up. So it's a similar kind of scenario with this that I think it's just important to know. Now, there's many other things I could share with you that, you know, to know with this. Obviously, you need to have a crypto exchange. There's certain exchanges that work with Bitsgap. Based on where you live, there might be limited availability of different exchanges that you can use. So that's an important thing. And there's many other things too, but I'll probably do another video that will go more in depth into those. But these were just three things I just wanted you guys to know, be aware of before you start doing this and before you get into it. Now, if this is something that you do want to learn more about, I do have a newsletter. I'll link that below. Or if you go to www.projectlifemastery.com/crypto, head over there, put in your name and email. I can send you emails of new videos that I put out, more information about this. I've been learning this through a course called The Plan by someone by the name of Dan Hollings. He was the one that introduced this to me several months ago. And he's an amazing teacher, really has a lot of experience with crypto, and just breaks it down in a very easy, simple to understand way. It took me about at least 10 to 12 hours, I'd say, to learn this properly, to start doing it properly. And of course, you can learn to do this on your own, but there's a lot of risk and things that, again, I think are important to know before you do this and what to do in a variety of different scenarios. And so for that reason, I don't think a lot of people are comfortable just trying to figure this out on their own and invest their own money into something that they don't really know what they're doing with. So that's why I've taken the program, and it's really guided me. And I've got a Facebook group of 1,000 people that have all done the program as well, that we're doing this together, sharing which bots, you know, are working for each other, and you know, helping each other out, and just giving each other more support and everything, which is also really cool too. So if you want to learn about that, I'll throw a link in the description. I'll send emails when that is available for you guys as well. But that's pretty much it. So hopefully you guys benefited from this. If you did, give it a thumbs up. Let me know if you want more videos like this. I can continue to share more, just my experience. Again, I'm not an expert when it comes to this. I'm not really that interested in being a crypto guru or teacher or anything like that. I can share with you who I'm learning from if you want to learn in the same ways that I'm learning as well. But I don't mind sharing just more updates with my bots, how they're doing, and more of my experience, just, you know, help you guys out here and there. So subscribe for more, of course. Otherwise, thank you guys so much. I look forward to seeing you again in the next video.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.